You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Someone's gonna be in trouble. Maybe not. Maybe yes.
Maybe yes. Probably yes.
Raven, what did you do?
Here's the thing, right? So I've missed a lot of concerts in the last few years, right? I've missed some of the big ones, and I'm coming up on a point where it's like, you know, they're artists that you might not think you'd see me rocking out to, but they're kind of like bucket list people. I missed Elton John before he wrapped it up. AC/DC, not sure that's ever going to happen again. Missing that stuff. Tom Petty died. You know, like I'm
never probably gonna not going to see him.
Never going to get that chance, you know? So Billy Joel's out on the road. Last tour, you know, last shows are wrapping up here after it. Coming to the area, I paid a whole lot of money. I paid a ridiculous amount of money for tickets to go see Billy Joel. He's doing stadiums. It's a smaller place. I mean, I said all the things to convince myself. I had a credit card presale, and I spent four times as much as I spent on Timberlake tickets, which were the most expensive tickets I had ever purchased before in my life. There's a lot of money.
All right, so
I feel like I'm going to throw up now explaining it, talking about it right now.
Yeah.
It's just shy of $2,000 for the tickets.
That's a lot of money for two tickets.
It's a ridiculous amount of money for the tickets. I mean, it's like a used Camry right there, okay? And it's not going to go over well. And here's
but
the
there's
thing.
A bigger problem here. Yeah, well, it's not that you just racked up your credit card. It's something that's a bigger issue that I know.
Well, I didn't tell my wife. And one of the primary reasons I did not tell my wife is because when the Billy Joel concerts were going on, you remember they put it on TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. She walked by the television and she was like, I'm not watching this. She's like, this is a concert for old people.
Right.
And I bought them.
I mean, so here's the thing. It's hard for me to understand where Alicia is coming from, your wife.
Yeah.
Because I went to go see Billy Joel at MSG. I was never going to miss that. I needed that opportunity at some point.
You didn't spend what I spent, though, either.
No,
you didn't do that. And that's not including the hotel. The hotel, of course, as soon as they announced the show, all the hotels in the area went through the roof. So the hotel's like another $800 on top of it.
So hold on. So Alicia has zero interest in Billy Joel because she believes Billy Joel is for old people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, are you going to, when you tell her, are you going to invite her to be your date?
Well, I have to invite her, and then she has to have first right of refusal. And what is the worst thing that I can imagine is that she goes to the concert with me, but is completely, like, hates it.
Yeah.
Like, can't stand it, you know what I mean?
It's so hard. So being there and knowing, like, that's one of my husband and I's favorite moments. Like, you know, we did it as a date night, a big deal, like, probably it was before COVID. I'm talking years and years ago. And it was the most beautiful, fun, wondrous night. But then again, we love Billy Joel, so I don't know.
Right. I mean, if you didn't really, like, if you weren't big, I mean, like, listen.
And we didn't spend thousands of dollars.
She likes a few songs. She sings along. It's not like she's walking around hating Billy Joel. But it's just like, it's not on her list. You know what I mean? And for me, it's on the list. And again, I mean, all told, this is.
Didn't you say the other day all the tile in your bathroom has fallen off? It's terrible. And like, you need to redo the bathrooms really badly.
Which bathroom? I mean, we have downstairs, we have three rooms that the tile all connects. And that's like, you know, nowadays, Bryce is like over. I don't even know how much. I'm not a tile guy. I tell you that.
Is it equivalent to Billy Joel tickets?
Times 10, at least. It's a lot of tile. It will require some savings, of which $3,000 headed towards it would have been, you know, a good start.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Whenever you have to tell your significant other that you have spent a massive amount of money without their knowledge, it's not easy.
Mm.
So we're looking for advice on how to do it. Because the way I did it last time with my husband, I don't know if that was the right way either.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
1-800-330-9999. What's your advice? Raven spent a lot of money without telling his wife, and he knows that she's going to be upset. How should he tell her?
I mean, it's the massive amount of money. It's the most that I've ever spent on concert tickets before in my life. But Billy Joel, they made me feel the energy. He's coming. Last time I'll have the chance to see him, most likely. It better be with the amount that I paid.
He hasn't told his wife. His wife is definitely not a fan, and she's certainly not going to be a fan that he spent that much money without telling her.
I mean, this could be, I don't know, the beginning of a bathroom project or some sort of renovation.
What do you think? What's your advice? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa?
Maybe tell her about the trip out of town first. Be like, look at this hotel that I got us.
You know? The hotel that you go to all the time?
Yeah, I mean, we don't even go to that one. It's like our third choice hotel when we're up there. But it's like, yeah, it's like 40 minutes from the house. Not a vacation. Yeah.
Well, I mean, offering her some sort of food is always a good option as well. You know, like have some sort of snack ready.
Her favorite restaurant is there at the casino.
I mean,
okay, there you go.
So just make reservations and say, here's the good news. We're going to go have like a fun date night. We're staying at a hotel. We're going to your favorite restaurant. And then I spent $1 million on these tickets.
Surprise.
Yeah. That'd be great.
It's for something really special, your restaurant and all this money that I spent.
I like Lisa's idea where you just carry a snack. So you just get, you break it to her and then you just hand her a snack. Here, and here's this muffin.
I took the stump off for you already.
Victor, what do you think Raven should do?
Oh, he's got to come clean. He's got to tell her straight up, be honest with her. You bought the tickets. It's an old people's concert, but you know what? I think it's time to accept the fact that we're getting old.
She's going to say, not me. I'm not. She's going to say, maybe you are. She's like, but you're way older than me. You know, the best thing about where it's happening is at very least, there's a million distractions outside. Right? She just has to make a decision before that day whether she wants to go or not go. But she'll be in the casino, I guarantee that.
How do you go to see Billy Joel and not go see Billy Joel?
That's what I'm thinking, right? Like, she'll be outside if that's the case. I'll be inside with somebody else who's old. Who wants to go see that show?
Yeah, right?
Your mom. This is going.
It's not the worst idea. Mom. My mom would love it. Ashley, how am I going to break it to my wife that I spent all this money on tickets to a show that she probably doesn't want to go to?
Oh, wow. That it really means a lot to him because it was one of his family members' favorite bands and they passed away and...
What?
Something like that.
You want me to make up a dead
make
person?
You can make something up.
That's what you're saying is make up a dead person's affinity.
I thought like she was saying Billy Joel was dead. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. What kind, is that a hologram?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You killed Billy Joel?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. She knows my family. We've been together 17 years.
Imagine you go and you're like, my aunt, God rest her soul, was the biggest Billy Joel fan. And you can't take this away from me. I'm doing it for Margaret, Aunt Margaret.
She'll be like, you don't have an Aunt Margaret. Right? She knows things.
Yeah, maybe.
She knows things about me. We've been married.
Rob, what do you have? I hope it's better than what the last caller just said.
Well, if it's something that you like to go to, why hold yourself back? You know, I know the price tag's probably a little bit higher, but maybe you don't have to mention how much the tickets were.
Why?
I mean,
that's
so,
the answer.
So just question back. So just be like, why are you questioning me?
Yeah. But,
yeah, that'll go over great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think tell an elaborate lie is probably like, you know, there was a situation where it was either this or somebody was going to be injured, and I was just worried about everyone's safety.
I mean, it would be easier to kill an ant that didn't exist. Mm. Okay.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.